The opening scripture today is one that I'm glad lunch is being served downstairs. How many have to leave before I start? How many want to leave before I start? No, y'all can stay. We got goodies in the house. This question is a legitimate question. How often, pertaining to evangelism or soul winning or sharing the hope of the gospel with people, oftentimes in our families that want to debate, want to argue, there's 100 ways to Jesus, and you know, why does it always have to be just through Jesus? And usually I just tell them, I really don't know, but all I know is he said that he was the truth, the way, and the life, and that no one comes by him, and that's singular. So that was really easy for me, but some people really rationalize. And also, as believers, we have to guard our hearts about raising our voice, because they want to get quarrelsome sometimes and want to badger with you. Anybody ever have that happen? Oh, goody. I have just the word for today. Saved it to the end. It's a good word, though. And it comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. And thank you, Angie. And it says this, and the servant of the Lord, how many are servants of the Lord in the house? We got any servants of the Lord in the house? Yes? Must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Must not strive. The New Living Translation, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Are we getting close to the meter now? Is it starting to hit? Oh, goody. You know, that last song, let us experience more of his goodness. You know, God's saying that about us. He wants us to experience more of his goodness in us, towards others. That word gentle caught my eye this week. How many of you find it difficult to be gentle? One honest person, two, three? Oh, gosh. Would you not say that there's at least a time when gentle is not what you think might be required? Maybe a little more force, maybe a little more persuasion, you know? Oh, no. What have I stirred up now? I hope the gravy's good on the taters. Gentle is a word that you will also find in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Gentleness is in there. So it isn't that we don't have it. It's available. It's available to us. There are like nine ministries of the Holy Spirit that we contain within us. And the fruit of it, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness is listed in there. So I pulled up a few things about gentleness. Gentleness is a character trait of God, to start with. Otherwise, it wouldn't be one of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, Rick just calls those the evidence of God's indwelling presence. I didn't write a book about it, but that's what I came to the conclusion of. If you see these things functioning in our lives, a lot of people will respond much more favorably if that's what they see in us, in our encounters with them. It's one of the nine character traits. He wants us to grow as we become more like Jesus. We can reveal Christ through a gentle spirit that is to be seen and known to all. And that's Galatians 22 and 23, Galatians 5. And the Bible is full of examples of gentleness. God himself is often described as gentle, although I must admit there are a lot of places that they don't talk about that. They talk the severity of God and the fear, putting fear in people. They don't talk to you about how gentle the Holy Spirit really is. And Jesus was known for his gentle nature. Did you know that? Have you studied the Gospels and saw how gentle he really was? He never used force, even when dealing with those who opposed him. That's a real key to how much he allowed the Holy Spirit to control what his flesh or his feelings might have wanted to do. Gentleness is the opposite of abrasiveness. When we show gentleness to others, we reflect God's love. We're also showing them that they are valuable and worth listening to. Colossians 3:12. Gentleness is not weakness. And there was a time that, from a man's perspective, that gentleness and meekness seemed to be perceived as weakness. And I've known some pretty strong-willed women in my life, too, in the faith. And it was hard for them to be gentle because they were very brash, very coarse, and couldn't seem to muster up gentleness. These people are believers, but gentleness is one of the fruit that they kind of like, keep that in the back room. And hearing them speak sometimes, and men as well, they tend to start barking at people, harking, nagging. That's how it comes across, the opposite of that. And I did a little demonstration today that I'm going to bring out to you. This little piece of baseboard. Gentleness is like a piece of 400 grit sandpaper, and this board represents a heart. Over here, 400 grit paper sands that wood so beautiful and smooth. You can feel that with your finger, and you won't even feel any roughness to it. That's what gentleness does to a stony heart. But over here, on the other side, 80 grit sandpaper. That's like harping and nagging people. Feel how rough that is. That makes that vessel unusable because they repel, they resist, they stand back, and they don't want to hear the most important message that we have. And it's our manner of presentation. So often, when Paul wrote to Timothy about being gentle unto all men, because we will gain some by a gentle spirit, a kind and gentle spirit. So I wrote these all down on this board so you can really feel the difference. And just let couple of you, the side 400 grit paper. See how nice and smooth that heart is in that spirit? But feel the difference over here. This is all scraped and scarred up because that's how sometimes we get adamant with people. We really have a fire of desire to see people saved, but sometimes it takes a quiet, gentle spirit, and that's where that is so important because people are used to being hollered at and yelled at, spoken down to, and Christians, we need to stop that if we're doing it. This is the difference. Here's this 80 grit here, but now feel the 400 grit over here. This is the heart that's damaged to receiving if we holler and yell at people, because out of our desire, sometimes we can get into the flesh. But that word gentleness comes up a lot in the Scriptures, the Old Testament and the New. Feel that right there with a 400 grit. Isn't that nice? This is the 80 grit over here where we tear people up. Not intentionally, but if we're not gentle at times. You know, I told you I like to go bowling because it's a great mission. And there's a couple that go out and smoke dope after the second game, and they ask me, is that okay with me if I'm bowling against them on an opposing team? And I said, sure, go out and go ahead. That doesn't bother. How can I condemn them for the thing I did for 13 years of my own life? I said, go ahead. But I have befriended him and his bowling partner in less Thursday night, I hit the jackpot. That's the gentle spirit. It keeps a person's heart pliable and open. This is the 80 grit sandpaper, and you can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. It's coarse.
And this gets as much grit as this gets.
Yes, soft. Yes. So the wood is just kind of, it's like a parable. But I brought both so you can see this is very abrasive, and you wouldn't use it on fine wood finishing like window trim, door trim, baseboards or things like that. You would want, or kitchen cabinets. There's a purpose for that. But this kid at the bowling alley, Thursday night, I just went over to say hi to him, and he got all teary-eyed, and he started talking to me about his dad who died when he was only 60 years old, and how much he missed his father in guiding him at his early age in life. He got into drugs, and he's into the party life now. But it was so neat that after all of these months of going there, if there's only one out of that whole crowd, it's a pretty raucous crowd. I don't mind bowling alley language. I just choose not to use it. You know, that's a given. You got to go places where the lost gather if you want to win them for Christ. And he started talking to me about his dad, and it was so precious. And I desired that I would have more time, and we didn't. It was time to start. And so, but Thursday's coming again. And I want to follow up on that because it's taken a long time. A lot of times, that's the other thing too. We all live here locally, and you know how hard it is sometimes for local people, especially in northern New England. Sometimes it takes a long period of time to get to know people before you can communicate with them the things of the Lord, and persistence and gentleness and showing them just as much kindness and favor as we do each other, to show that to the unsaved. My Bible says that the goodness of God leads people to repentance, not the severity. And we were singing of his goodness. We were singing of his gentleness. And sometimes there's a place for that. And the scriptures are full. I didn't bring all the scriptures I found on gentleness, but when you know what it means and how it affects the lives of others in our conversations, it can really make a big difference. A couple other things about that. Let me see. Oh, yes, gentleness is not weakness, but rather a strength that comes from being gentle. And if you think it's easy, try it sometime. Set aside, I don't know, in your day, whatever you're doing, decide that you're going to be gentle. And if you're in an atmosphere where you might be working in an office or you might be working close to other people, see how, that's why I asked, how many realize it's difficult to be gentle sometimes. And it is, isn't it? Because it takes everything in us to not respond back to the way we're treated. And I came across something about that. It is a power that can calm the stormiest of seas and heal the brokenhearted. We have no idea what happened in that person's life before they show up at work. And maybe they don't share our values yet. But if we don't ask the Lord to give us discernment, you know, we've been studying the Holy Spirit downstairs for a long time, how important it is that the Spirit gives us discernment. And some people, I can tell you, I was just out driving just in Chester yesterday, and people, I got a fuse about that long. And just like there's a frenzy almost. And you could just tell, you better not push the button because that might be the last button you get to push. You know, gentleness. Yield to the other person if it's going to avoid you smashing your car up because somebody ran a stop sign. If you got time to stop, stop. Don't hit them. It might have been their fault, but don't do it just so you can get a new car. Now, we didn't hit the bear with that intent, but now we got a new car. Well, partially new. Gentleness can move mountains and change lives. Proverbs 15:1, it talks about how a soft voice can calm an angry spirit. It's probably not exactly said. A soft answer turns away grievous words or stir up anger. That's how, at the bowling alley, I see people get really upset. It's just a game. None of us likes to throw a ball in the gutter. It's embarrassing. And plus, if you're the last one and it's the last turn to bowl and you're 10 points down and you throw it in the gutter, you just lost the game for your team. Well, I've seen people holler and swear and bash some of the bowling equipment in a fit of anger. I've just chosen not to participate in that. After the kite incident, and I don't like bringing that up, but ever since then, and our kids now are in their 30s and 40s, and they still remember that impacted them in a young life. But what if I'd have showed gentleness and gone and picked up the pieces of the kite and said, well, Queechy Balloon Fest was only for this year, but you know, next year we can go get another one, and I won't let 600 feet of string out on it. We'll try it at a lower altitude or something, but I didn't. And now to this day, our kids still remember that. And gentleness, people may not talk about it, but I can tell you from firsthand experience how a gentle spirit can soften even the stoniest of hearts that we try to reach. People have all kinds of stuff going on in their lives that we're not privy to, but gentleness will take you a great distance. Gentleness, what else do I have? Oh, yes. Gentleness is a beauty that cannot and will never fade away. Gentleness is a fruit that God wants to produce in us, but we have to let Him. We have to come in union with Him so that His likeness in us can be more manifest. Where did I see that gentleness is more like God than any other of those fruit? When we're gentle. Because the urge is to not be sometimes. Gentle versus abrasive. And that was the little parable I did with the sandpaper and the piece of wood. The piece of wood representing a hardened heart. Just as an example, how to reach a person who is hardened in their heart, and circumstances of life can often harden people to the point where they don't particularly want to hear what we have for good news to bring if we're going to go and be so fervent about it. Well, you can be fervent and have that desire, but if gentleness is something that's sometimes forgotten, let today be a reminder. Even the song I didn't even realize about the goodness and the gentleness of the Spirit. And I know we see a lot of other manifestations, but gosh, gentleness is really just, it defuses a person who's ready to explode. It really does. So that's the word for today. It's flowing in what God has already put inside of us to use as helps in ministry, because we all have the ministry of reconciliation. Some people flow in ministry of health. But we all have something to help to be a blessing to others. And the Holy Spirit is the greatest of them all. And let's follow Him.